sometimes it's really fucking annoying. Anyway, what I wanted to actually talk about here is I was on our way back from the new house tonight. We dropped some stuff over there and came back right before the show. We were listening to some podcast, and I heard Big Fatty talk about that he doesn't wear underwear. Like, I mean, and we know this. I mean, Big Fatty
always says... Yeah, we know this because he says he's going to wash his underwear. Oh, I don't wear any. Yeah, all the time.
I am 56, almost 57. I'm going to be 57 this year. And I could not imagine, because I have to pee all the goddamn time. Like, I have to pee all the fucking time. And when I do pee, there are always drips after.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, it doesn't matter how long I stand there, there's always drips after.
Yeah, me too.
Thank God my underwear catches that so I don't have big wet spots on my pants. So my question about Big Fatty and his underwear, and I didn't want to call into his show because it's so-so question month, and this is not a so-so question. This is a legit question. What? You're older than me. What? Where? How do you... You don't wear underwear? Do you just have pee spots all the way down your legs, like, all the time? Is that just a thing?
Maybe he does. I know he likes...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We were listening to Big Fatty talk. Sometimes it's really fucking annoying.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4194 of the BFO for Faux Right, the 1st of March, 2024, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we got some last minute so-so questions. Lions, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you have a right, it's going well, y'all, you lions today. Now, I am recording this prior to the change of the month, but y'all, according to the Weather Rat, we've got an 80% chance of the rain coming down. So y'all, I'll give you the confirmation on Monday if I can remember. But y'all, it looks like in Fat Acres, March is coming in like a lion. Rawr, Big Fatty. Rawr.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, both of them on Sunday. The first one, y'all, you hear him every month on the last little show of the month, y'all. I've been around him at many of the good days. I think he came to some Pride 48s also. And I stayed in his luxury condominium in the sky in Fort Leatherdale. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he's moved more times than my bowels have. Big Fatty, y'all, just absolutely one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Stevie B. Big Fatty, we love Stevie B. And y'all, one of the biggest supporters of the BFO. Y'all, first met her in person at a horror event. Be funny. Y'all, I was in the Washington, D.C. at the horror event. And y'all, she was in Washington, D.C. Y'all, not at a horror event. But y'all, we went to supper and... I brought her back to the hotel. Big Fanny, this is getting salacious. No, anyway, it was totally innocent. Yes, Big Fanny, you play for the other team. But y'all, and she's been to Pride 48 in Las Vegas, and y'all, she's been ignored at Mount Rushmore. And y'all, she's just absolutely one of the nicest people that I have ever met or dealt with. Y'all, I am talking about the cousin of Patty, Patty Bacon. Y'all, I'm talking about Miss Bacon. Yes, we love Miss Bacon. It's true. So y'all, if you see Stevie B or Miss Bacon on the Twix or the any of those things, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old corner of cake. Music for the first day of the month. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I just had a quiet evening here in the villa. I watched the news and I finished watching the Lego Holiday Special. Y'all, it was real good. I all caught up on the After Midnight. Y'all, I'll say it again. You should really set your VCRs to recode that. Y'all, it's really cute. And but like I say, it's going to take a few days for you to really appreciate it. But y'all then watch the Jeopardy. And, y'all, then it was time for the premiere of The Survivor. And, y'all, it was the 2-hour, season premiere, season 36. And, y'all, it looks like an interesting, group of folks. One of them's name, what was her name? It's an odd name. It's like Salty or Sugar or Soda, and I think it's Soda, or your Big Fanny, that's like old Stink Pot's hat's dog's name, it's true, Big Fanny, was it? No, it was not, the Stink Pot's parents' dog, y'all, the one that I had mentioned previously that I had them over was the one with the long hair, and y'all was young and had the tattoos and everything. And spoiler alert, y'all, he was a big old quitter. He didn't quit, but he, like last season when they had two of them that quit. And y'all, they've got another girl going, oh, I can't think. I'm just, I can't sleep and I can't think. And y'all, it's just... Y'all, it's too much. It's just too much for some of them. But y'all, the young one with the long hair, he quit one of the challenges, and then he quit another thing that it wasn't going to affect his group at all. But y'all, he quit that too, And then he talked about how he was going to do everything. He was not a quitter except for the thing and the other thing. He's gone. He's gone. The first out. And y'all, usually the young males are not usually the first one. First one's out. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, that was over, I don't know. well, it was over at 10 o'clock, I do know. And y'all, that's well past Big Fatty's bedtime. So y'all, I had taken the go-to-bed pills about halfway through the program. And so y'all, as soon as it was over, I was in the love chamber. And y'all, the electric camisole was going because y'all, it got cold. Got cold again on hump day night. And anyway, y'all slept like a baby. I woke up about 20 minutes to 6. No, not 20 minutes to 6, 20 minutes to 7. And, you know, I checked the cellular telephonic device, and then I was up and moving. Prior to Miss Gail King coming on, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, I had one of those brioche English muffins, and y'all, it was quite good. The outer edge of the muffin, y'all, it was very soft, and it wasn't the hard crunch that you get with a regular English muffin. But y'all, it's quite good. I would recommend it. And y'all, after that, I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did half the big circle. And in the middle of that, I stopped and did my senior size class. And y'all, then I finished the big circle and came back here to the villa. Y'all had a little fruit as a little snickersnack. And then the nip had said, "Oh, Big Fatty, would you like to go to the Sam's Club?" And I said, "Yes." And so y'all, about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, we were off. We were off to the Sam's Club. Big Fatty got a couple of things. I got one of those rotisserie chickens. And y'all, then they had, they have, every once in a while, they'll have limited time offerings. And this was for the lemon orzo chickens, Greek chicken soup. And y'all, I love a Greek chicken lemon soup. And so I got it, you know, just to try it out. And then I also, y'all, I have these lights that I have shining up on the pillars, the columns in front of, oh, yes, Big Fatty, the mansion columns. Now all you need is a deer urine sprinkler. No, my Craftsman columns on the front of the villa. And y'all, I have these lights, and they're solar. And y'all, the ones I've got out there now, they've been kind of working sometimes, and sometimes I've had to jiggle it and all that. Very kind of like when you tee-tee. No, by the way, anyway, we'll answer that question if it is called in to the excellent questions once we get through with the so-so questions. But anyway, and y'all, after that, I came back. I ate a little bit of that chicken while I pulled it off the carcass, and I put that on solids and all. And y'all, then I laid down. I watched the After Midnight and the Stephen Colbert, and then I laid down for a little nip and nap. And now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all got some last-minute so-so questions in, and y'all, the first one we're going to listen to today is from the Laughing Buddha, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Laughing Buddha, and it is leap year, February 29th, and I am not waiting until the last minute to send you a twofer so-so question voicemail. So, my first question is when you were a child, did you enjoy riding the merry-go-round?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha. You know, he's the official spambassador of the BFO. And Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely, absolutely a so-so question. The merry-go-round, I think you're talking about a carousel. You know, kind of like a carousel of progress. And the only carousel that I've ever enjoyed is the Carousel of Progress. We didn't have a merry-go-round. Now there was a girl that lived in the neighborhood. Her name was Mary, and I did not enjoy riding Mary. You know, Mary, go round over there so I can ride your big fatty. Just no, very so-so.
And the second question I have: if you did do rides at carnivals and things, what was your favorite ride? Inquiring so-so minds want to know the so-so answers to these two so-so questions. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Once again, Laughing Buddha, thank you again for a second so-so question. Kathy Marshall, that's two. Carnival rides. Well, you know, the carnivals, we didn't really have rides at the carnivals. You had to go to the fire to ride the rides, but at a carnival, I guess the closest thing to a ride was Big Fatty, where are you going with this? Well, the cakewalk. Big Fatty loved a cakewalk, and but I don't know that qualifies as a ride. But
nowadays carnivals have everything. You know, it's the absolutely. Back when
you could ride with the favorite ride was riding on the hood of the car. That really wasn't we didn't even know the carnival. This is an extremely so-so question. There were no carnivals with rides. And at the fair, you know, I always like to go on the Vomitron, which is kind of known as the Scrambler also. But oh dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of March. Y'all, I learned on Thursday that Leap Day does not come every 4 years. It comes every 4 years unless the year is divisible by 100 or it's divisible by 400. And y'all, I'm 67 years old, not TTing on myself, and that's the first time I learned that. So y'all, even an old dog can learn a new trick. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of old dogs, you heard old Cricket Hat and Daniel Biba, and Daniel.
We were listening to Big Fatty talk. Sometimes it's really fucking annoying.
Oh, well, you're just jealous because Big Fatty doesn't TT on himself. I have control.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.